the Peace Prize. Gore Vidal woke again in Belmarsh prison, pessimistic from life, hopeful from death, in a plastic grey chair beside Assange, who was as usual in limbo but steely with concentration, if brittle with despair. Vidal was more disappointed than he had expected to be by the Nobel Peace Prize, not mentioning Julian, although the recipients again were the Empire's minions, a Russian funded by oligarchs, a Philippines MSM advocate who had already attacked Assange for not being governed by her bosses. It wasn't as outrageous a choice, of course, as Kissinger. Vidal recalled Tom Lehrer retiring and declaring satire possible no longer after Kissinger won the Peace Prize. Vidal introspected, "I am more preoccupied by this than the confirmation that Pompeo and some other CIA cutthroats planned to murder Julian in the embassy. When have they never planned the murder, even if the White House lawyers decided the act should be more cautious? And so too decided Biden, dreamy with dementia." The idea of Julian being sawed into small pieces by a doctor with a Walkman, suitcased out like Khashoggi, was always a possibility each time Vidal arrived. Vidal still winced whenever the cell was empty. But Assange was always returned to it, seemingly forever. The final appeal was soon in October. The verdict gave a promise of peace, some painful recuperation, or the Empire's last numb spasm towards decay. The Biden administration had already promised Assange could serve his 175-year sentence for revealing their war crimes and corruption in Australia if convicted. But Vidal did not expect to see much of the scenery there that Julian described, as if it were a wistful planet. Vidal could guess, however, he would attend even that place, if necessary, writhe at the last emotion he had expected to experience after a century in nimble scepticism was this last emotion that he felt now in resignation, faithfulness.